talking with the umpire right now. And Green Bay wanting them to have a visit together. So both, all three of the umpires are now going to go in and not just talk with Green Bay's coach, but also Eric Gion, who now goes back to his third base spot. And again, complaining this one. Officially, that's going to go in as an E8. As Kobayashi ends up on first base. So he's still 0-for-2 in the game, but Kobayashi is able to manage his way onto first. And a conference now between the umpires as they will talk things over before Eric Harper's at bat. They want to check to make sure they got this call right. And Peltier out there in center field, he's saying, hey, that was on the transition that he dropped it. I had kind of dropped my head down after I saw it enter the glove and looked back up and the ball was on the ground. But the umpires will make sure that they are in agreement on this one. Peltier complaining it was on the transition, and umpires call on the field, say that he was safe, and they confirm that he was safe. Once again now, they're going to go over and talk to the Green Bay coaching staff. Make sure that they're in understanding there. And so officially does go down as an E8 that allows Kobayashi to reach first. And it brings up Eric Harper to the plate after the chat between the Rockers coaching and the umpires is over. Been arguing for a while here, and now finally back to the dugout. Rockers manager and the boos heralding down from the stands here in Green Bay. And it brings up Eric Harper with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the fourth. 6-2 lead for the Rafters. And the Rockers pitching struggling right now at home. The Rafters going the opposite way for Lachlan Maud, pulling it for the other two home runs. Harper fouls the first pitch he sees back into the netting. He had timed that one up well, but didn't hit it in the right part of the ball, so now an 0-1 count. Righty-righty matchup. Sam Brumman still on the mound. And Brumman up to 27 pitches now. One complete inning, Kobayashi leaning over at first base, Brumman holding off, Kobayashi won't go, Harper pops it up right side of the infield, right down the line, the first baseman is there, and it is caught for out number one by Aiden Cooney. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a man on first and one out in the top of the fourth inning. Still a four-run Rafters lead, and Clayton a surprising 0-for-2 in the game. He came in with a pinch-hit plate appearance in the game yesterday, and that broke up what was a five-game hit streak. He had reached multiple times in all five of those games. Now at the plate, he'll take the first pitch inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And so looking to get back to his rhythm, Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup. 1-0 count on the way home, fouled back to bring it even at 1-1. Kareem Arusovic is on deck, and after that, Jake Beauchesne, the two of them have combined to go 4-for-4 with two doubles and a homer. Dangerous part of the order, but you got to get through Clayton first. 1-1 the count, a double play is in order. Kobayashi thought about taking off, now gets a pickoff move his way, but not in time. Kobayashi able to retreat to the bag before the throw got there. So still a 1-1 count. Clayton from Cal State Northridge. Trying to get back in this leadoff spot, and the 1-1 count misses high. Now a 2-1 count. Clayton has been here since the first game of the season. And after a rough week around the All-Star break this past week, has been a lot better. 2-1 count taken below the zone for ball number three. Not by much on that one. And now a 3-1 count. Clayton grounded into a double play back in the second inning, and he struck out looking back in the first, trying to avoid either of those fades. 3-1 count is laced foul down the right field line. Now a 3-2 count. And Clayton working the count here, that's been one of the things that's led to his improvement from the plate. Started off the year struggling a little bit in terms of the batting average, but he's brought it up to 250 as of late. 3-2 the count. And the pitch on the way home, it's a soft grounder over to third. Picked up, throw on to second, is a little offline, and Bionia will just get the lead runner out on the 5-4 fielder's choice. Bionia does not throw it back to first, and Royce Clayton Jr. safe at the bag, but Kobayashi out at second. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with a man on first and two away in the top of the fourth. The Rafters up 6-2, and Arusovic, the left-handed hitting first baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup. Once again, he'll face Sam Brumund. He singled the last time he saw him back in the third inning. First pitch taken high and outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Arusovic, as a left-handed hitter, was able to finally get his first home run of the game back in the first inning. A solo shot to get the Rafters offense started. Clayton is taking off. Now Arusovic sends one out to right center field. This one's going back, and this one is out of here. Arusovic, another home run. A two-dinger game for Kareem Arusovic. And he's got three hits on the afternoon. Puts the Rafters up 8-2 in the top of the fourth. He did not have a home run entering this game, but he loves Wisconsin and Green Bay. Jake Beauchesne will step up to the batter's box, but not before a new pitcher checks into the game for the Rockers. Oh man, what a shot from Arusovic. A three-hit game, two home runs for him, and a huge afternoon on the way. With that, we will step aside, and when we come back, a new pitcher into the game for the Rockers here in the fourth inning on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And Jake Beauchesne into the batter's box here, looking to keep the Rafters home run derby going. Four home runs in four innings for the Rafters. They lead 8-2, and Beauchesne swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Jake Beauchesne and Kareem Arusovic have combined to go 5-for-5 with 2 home runs and 2 doubles. They have scored 5 runs in the game as well. 0-1 the count coming home, misses high for ball number 1, a 1-1 count. Beauchesne, both of the doubles have come from him. He's 2-for-2. 1-1 the count now, and Avery Duncan, the new pitcher, comes in and gets a fly ball out towards left field, hit high in the air into the sky. It can't be found at first, but last second adjustment in left field by Kaysen Consarinia. He's able to bring it in, and that is out number 3 to take us to the middle of the fourth. The Rafters do score 3 runs in that inning, though. On the 2 hits, there was 1 error, and the Rafters left nobody on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is 8-2 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Do you love a good mystery? Want to dive into the minds of those who create them? Tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR Sunday, July 27th at 9 p.m. as South African mystery writer Stanley Trollope and New York historical fiction author Anna Maria Alfieri discuss their books, their writing journeys, and perhaps divulge the secrets behind their nefarious plots. Masters of Mystery is recorded before a live audience.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Trevor Moick has been able to keep his pitch count relatively low, just 37 pitches through the first 3 innings, and he's into the fourth, having allowed just the 2 runs that came across in the bottom of the third. Looking to get back to what he did in the first 2 innings, though, he will lead things off against Eli Selga, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and the first pitch of the inning misses outside for ball number 1. A 1-0 count. Selga, 1-for-1 on the game. He's got one of the Rockers' 3 hits against Moick today. Selga singled to lead off the second inning and takes the 1-0 count low for ball number 2. Now a 2-0 count. Did so on an 0-1 pitch back in the second inning. That's when he got his single. Now on the 2-0 count, he has an early swing and a miss. A 2-1 count, and Moick has to be worried about left-handed hitters, not just for the normal fact that he's a right-hander on the mound, but also for the fact that that right field wall is oh so close, as the Rafters well know today. Grounder up the middle, though. Harper's going to have a tough play at short. Throw to first, takes him off the line, and the tag not applied by Arusovic. And that's going to be an infield single for Eli Selga as he picks up his second. No, officially that goes as an E6. So not an infield single. Eli Selga advances to first on the error. And it brings up David Bionia to the plate with a man on first. And nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. 8-2 the Rafters lead. First pitch from Moick to Bionia in there for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Here in the fourth inning, it's time to do a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Of course, in the fifth inning, we'll be doing our... Well, I would have done that if there were any games that were actually going on right now. I've got nothing to talk about, unfortunately, in the out-of-town scoreboard. So I guess we'll push that one off as the first pitch is fouled back by Bayania. 0-2 the count. However, the Rafters mailbag is coming up next. If you'd like to have your questions answered, feel free to send an email. Swing and a miss from Bayania. Strike number three. That's the first out of the fourth inning. And it brings up Stefan DiCorrado with a man on first and one out in the bottom of the fourth. 8-2 lead for the Rafters. And DiCorrado, the left-handed hitting right fielder, 0-1 in the game, but looking to get back on base. If you'd like to be featured on the Rafters mailbag, feel free to send your questions in to raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. First pitch misses low to DiCorrado, and now a 1-0 count. Lefty-righty matchup with Moik on the mound. Man on first is Selga Steele, and that pitch misses inside. Ball number two, a 2-0 count. And DiCorrado entered this game batting .316 on the year. But no home runs for him yet, despite being a left-handed hitter here in Green Bay. 2-0 the count, taken outside. Ball number three, didn't miss by much there. Trevor Moik trying to go through this fourth inning at the very least. But he'd love to have a season high in innings pitched here as the 3-0 count is taken at the letters for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Currently, Moik's season-long performance was 4 1/3 innings, his last time out against Green Bay, as this one's hit up the middle. Diving play! Harper can't bring it in. It bounces off the ground, and he's going to get the easy fielder's choice, 6-4 regardless, but could have nearly had a double play if he caught that out of the air. But hey, he'll take the 6-4 put out for out number two. Next batter, as DiCorrado does reach first base, but Eli Selga out at second. And it brings up Kaysen Consarinia with a man on first and two away in the bottom of the fourth. 8-2 lead for the Rafters still. And Consarinia, the right-handed hitting left fielder, first pitch to him, called for strike number one on the inside edge. 0-1 the count. Righty-righty matchup between Consarinia and Moik. Consarinia was hit by a pitch in his only plate appearance so far and takes that one on the lower inside part of the plate. Now a 1-1 count. On deck is Aiden Cooney if it gets there. Now the 1-1 count coming home, and the pitch misses low and away. Breaking ball at 79 miles an hour makes it a 2-1 count. DiCorrado still over there at first base and taking a look at his base running numbers this season. DiCorrado, 3 stolen bases. He hasn't been caught. Grounder up the middle, though. Bounces off the back of the mound, and Harper's just going to go to first, and a nice pick by Arusevic gets out number three. It goes 6-3 and avoids an error as they take care of Consarinia. In the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. We go to the fifth, and it is 8-2 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that
tells me, James,
you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the fifth inning, and the Rafters have already hit four home runs on the game. They're going to look to see if they can add some more here in the top of the fifth. It's an 8-2 Rafters lead as they have now tied a season high in team home runs. The most that they've hit this year was four home runs in a game. They did that back on July 13th against the Woodchucks in the game before the All-Star break, as they really had things going for them there. And now trying to get back to it, they're going to have Madden Akko leading off in the top of the fifth. It'll be Akko, Landon Gaz, and Luke Skinner due up. First pitch to Akko, taking a fastball in for strike number one, 0-1 the count. Avery Duncan on the mound. He finished off the fourth inning, one up, one down with Jake Beauchesne. 0-1 the count on the way home, and that pitch taken low for ball one. 1-1 the count. Akko 0-1 in the game. He had a sac fly RBI back in the third, but he grounded out before that. 1-1 the count on the way home, and that one taken for a strike. Now 1-2. And this one laced out towards right center field. That gets down for a hit. And now Akko's rounding for second. Thought he was going to stay put at first, but he's able to get to second safely. A leadoff double for the Rafters. That's the way to get things rolling along. Another extra base hit. The team now has seven extra base hits. That also ties a season high. They've had seven extra base hits in a game twice this year. Once in that game against Wausau, and another time back just 4 days ago against Fond du Lac. Now at the plate, Landon Gaz, and the first pitch on the way home is fouled back and into the netting. It's an 0-1 count. Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH, he joined us for the pregame show today. Glad to have him joining, as he's been red hot as of late. After his hit in the first inning, he's got a seven-game hit streak rolling. He's got a hit in now 13 of his last 14 games, and the 0-1 count misses low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. He's getting up there with his hitting streak, seven games in a row. That is one of the Rafters' longest of the season. Their longest was a nine-game hit streak for Madden Akko earlier in June. 1-1 the count now with the man on second. The pitch coming home. That one misses low for ball number two. A 2-1 count. Gaz 1-for-1 today. He's got two RBIs thanks to his sacrifice fly that he hit back in the third and his single that he had in the first. One that hit off of the wall in right field, and he tried to round for second, but it bounced too far off of the wall, made it an easier throw. 2-1 the count now, and that one misses all the way to the backstop, and a late jump from second, but doesn't matter. Still able to head to third base. Madden Akko able to go now just 90 feet away from scoring on the wild pitch. Makes it 3-1. And before that, a ball switch as the umpire will go and pick up a few more. Runner still on third. It's a 3-1 count to Landon Gaz. Man, he has just been so good for the Rafters this year. Really loved seeing it. And a lot of credit to the development that he's had over the past couple of years. 3-1 count, misses in the dirt. Ball number four. A late takeoff again from Akko, but nobody's covering home, and he will get there safely on the wild pitch. Another run for the Rafters. And a walk to Landon Gaz. It's now 9-2 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the fifth. They just keep adding run after run after run. The Rafters have now scored in all five innings. They've had multiple runs in three of the five, and this one, of course, not done yet. Man on first and nobody out as Luke Skinner steps back up for his third time of the game. First pitch to him misses at his feet for ball number one, but Skinner jumped out of the way, and a 1-0 count, a diving save from Colin Helms makes sure that Landon Gaz doesn't take off from first. And Gaz over there on first base with nobody ahead of him. He has stolen just one base this year. Has only attempted one stolen base. That stolen base came back in the second game of the second half, back on July 2nd. So it's been a while since Gaz has attempted one. Despite all of the time on base. And with that, there was a quick visit between Colin Helms and Avery Duncan to make sure that he's good to go. Luke Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, 1-for-2 on the game. He homered in the second and flew out to second base back in the third. Got a 1-0 count here. Iannino once again shifted way over into right field, and this one on the ground is hit over and into center field in front of where Iannino normally would have been, but the shift not working out in Green Bay's favor, and it's the second hit of the game for Luke Skinner. Sends Landon Gaz to second base, and the Rafters have had three straight runners get aboard. Brings up Lachlan Maud to the plate. With two aboard and nobody out in the top of the fifth. Maud 2-for-2 on the game. He homered back in the fourth inning. A solo shot the opposite way to right field. Duncan looks back to second. Now fires home and the first pitch inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And the Rockers with their pitching so dominant this year. It's really shocking to see how well the Rafters have been hitting them today. They have 11 hits through five innings. On pace to match their season high of 20 hits. 1-0 the count now on the way home. That one upstairs for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Before the solo shot to Maud that led off the fourth, he also singled in the second inning. This is his first time with runners on base in front of him, though. 2-0 the count on the way home. Misses low. Ball number three, and Duncan struggling with his location here as he's missed the first three pitches. The Rockers have already used three pitchers. This is their third of the game. The Rafters just the one, Trevor Moik. 3-0 count coming home. Misses low for ball number four. It's a four-pitch walk. Four in a row have reached consecutively for the Rafters. Maud is on for the third time today, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with the bases loaded in the top of the fifth, a seven-run lead, and with that, a mound visit as Green Bay will talk things over with Duncan. The Rockers pitching coach stepping out to the mound to have a chat. The infield staying where they're at as they want to make sure that they are all good to go. Hiroto Kobayashi coming up to the plate, and he's 0-for-2 on the game. A couple of balls hit out to center field. One of them was dropped, though, by J.P. Peltier. The other one caught on a line drive. So those have been his two plate appearances. But looking to get back with a hit here, Kobayashi, batting .294 in his last 21 games on the season now, batting .247. Real turnaround from the first half. As the bases loaded and nobody out. First pitch, that's going to hit off of the back of Kobayashi. And, hey, it's an RBI as he was hit by a pitch and now stares back at the mound there. Flips the bat. Duncan kind of shrugs his shoulders saying, hey, I didn't mean to do that. Five straight batters aboard. Certainly not something that you mean to do at that point in the game. And well, the Rafters now lead it 10-2. And with that pitch, Avery Duncan will come out of the game. Fourth pitcher of the afternoon coming in for the Rockers. And, man, the pitching staff struggling against a Rafters offense that has just been red hot today. Able to get everything going their way, and they're really loving it right now. Feeling great about the things that ways go, the way that things go. And with that, we're going to go ahead and answer some of these Q&A questions. Rafters mailbag here in the fifth inning. If you guys have your questions that you would like to be answered, feel free to send them to us at raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. Got a couple of questions here during the break as the new pitcher gets warmed up for the Rockers. And looks like that new pitcher for Green Bay is number 31, and that is Evan Bogarts. Bogart, a right-handed pitcher who is appearing in his seventh game for the Rockers this season. But before I introduce him, let's get to some of these questions. First off, do you have any hidden talents? Appreciate the question here. Insinuating that I am a talented person, which I appreciate. Do I have any hidden talents? I do have one that's hidden, one that's not so hidden. My not so hidden one is that I can do plenty of voice impressions. I love to do some. I do those plenty often. It's not really a hidden talent, but a hidden talent of me is that I can juggle pretty well. Not perfectly, but pretty well. I can do it. Not many people know that because it's not something that often comes up. So I'll say that one. If you had a time machine, would you go forward or backward in time? Well, that's a great question. See, I think it depends on what the thought of time travel is can you alter events? If you can, then 100% I would go to the past. You could change so much about the world that obviously hasn't been great. The world's not a perfect place. But if you can't change anything and it was just going to visit, of course you'd have to go to the future. You want to see all the new inventions and see if you can learn anything from, of course, what people have learned from what you're currently experiencing. So it kind of goes two ways. Depends on the way that time travel works in this fantasy world. Maybe eventual future, who knows? Past? I don't know. Time travel's weird. Anyways, we get back to work in the top of the fifth inning, and Eric Harper leads things off against Evan Bogart. And Bogart, the righty on the mound, misses the first pitch for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Mentioned I'd give you an introduction to Bogart when we came back, and I'll give you that introduction now as that pitch hits for strike number one, 1-1 the count. Bogart comes from Cloud County Community College, a freshman right-hander, native of Salina, Kansas, 6'3", 210. 1-1 count coming home, and Harper pops one foul down the right field line out of play. Now a 1-2 count. On the season, Bogart, a 4.76 ERA in 17 innings pitched. He's had a couple of really strong performances this year. 1-2 the count coming home. Breaking ball outside, called for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. His last appearance, though, against Madison went just an inning and a third and allowed two runs. Before that, he allowed three runs on five walks in just two-thirds of an inning. Harper fouls this one back and keeps it 2-2, so has struggled with walks as of late. Six walks in his last two innings pitched. If he can manage that, he very well could have a strong game here. Before those last two games, he went nine consecutive innings without allowing a run. 2-2 the count coming home. Breaking ball, misses in the turf and gets away. Late jump from Skinner, but not able to locate the ball was Helms. And so it doesn't matter. It's a wild pitch that allows the runners to advance. It's now an 11-2 Rafters lead. Once again, things going the Rafters way. It's now a full count to Eric Harper, with runners on second and third, and still nobody out in the top of the fifth. 3-2 on the way home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. That takes care of Eric Harper, and it brings us back to the top of the batting order. Royce Clayton Jr. steps into the batter's box. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Evan Bogart still on the mound. Not quite a final line on Avery Duncan yet. He had all those runners inherited. Three inherited runners, although one of them has come across to score as the first pitch to Clayton. Misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Clayton, 0-3 in the game, but he did reach on a fielder's choice in the fourth and came around to score. 1-0 the count coming home. Breaking ball misses in the dirt and bounces back and hits off of the home plate umpire. Keeps it from getting too far away. Now a 2-0 count. On deck, Kareem Arusovic. And, oh man, I'm looking forward to seeing his next plate appearance. But Clayton up at the plate. He's going to take a 3-0 count now as that one again missed low. Evan Bogart. So again, struggling with the location here. He did have a full count to Eric Harper, although he was able to get the strikeout. He was on a pitch below the zone that Harper expanded his strike zone to go for. 3-0 the count. And Bogart's going to try and get one across the plate here, but misses it outside for ball number four. A four-pitch walk, and the Rafters once again have the bases loaded. And this time, for the man who's already hit two home runs in the game, it's Kareem Arusovic. Bases loaded and one away in the top of the fifth. 11-2 lead for the Rafters. Arusovic, a perfect 3-for-3. He's got three RBIs, three runs scored, and two homers. He also did single in the third inning. Lefty-righty matchup. And the first pitch coming home. Breaking ball on the upper part of the zone. Called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Pitch on the way now. Again, that one misses outside. Brings it back even 1-1. And when you're as hot of a hitter right now as Arusovic is, you got to make sure you're not expanding the zone. And to be able to hold off a pitch like that can be tough. 1-1 the count now. He grounds one over to first base, but foul by about a foot or so. So now a 1-2 count. And Arusovic entered this game batting 266. With seven RBIs, a 689 OPS, but he's looking significantly better than his numbers right here. 1-2 count, grounded back to the netting, still 1-2. Evan Bogart able to find the zone here, fighting back from having a four-pitch walk his last time up. 1-2 the count, and Bogart looks home and brings the ball into his glove. Base is still loaded with one out. And Arusovic pops one up to the third base side. It's going to be the shortstop who calls it off. And underneath it, Lancaster makes the play. That is out number two. Takes care of Arusovic for the first time today. And it brings up Jake Beauchesne with the bases still loaded, but two outs in the top of the fifth. 11-2 lead for the Rafters. And Beauchesne already has two hits in the game. He's 2-for-3. His two hits, both doubles. Doubled in the third and the first, but his last time up, he flew out to left field. First pitch on the way, breaking ball high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. On deck is Madden Akko, who led off this inning with a double. We'll see if the Rafters can bat around if Beauchesne gets on base. 1-0 count, grounded back to the wall, and now a 1-1 count. Beauchesne, five home runs on the season for the Rafters. Three of those have come against the Wausau Woodchucks, though. Only one on the road, and he swings and misses at strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. I think he thinks that's strike number three. He was walking back to the dugout. He didn't realize the count there. Now a 1-2 count. He's got one more pitch at least. Beauchesne thought he had a 1-2 count there, but it was 1-1. So now it's a 1-2 count. And Bogart looking to get out of the inning, but misses that one below the zone. Now a 2-2 count. Bobo Shane, a bit of a second life here. We'll see if he can get back on track. Trevor Moik has had a ton of time just waiting there. Only at 53 pitches on the game. We expect him to be back out for the fifth. 2-2 count on the way home. This one's lined foul out of play down the right field line. Still a 2-2 count. Avery Duncan still has an inherited runner on third and second. The runner on first, Royce Clayton Jr., property of Evan Bogart. 2-2 count coming home, and this one's hit out towards center field, a line drive, but underneath it, the play is made by Peltier for out number three, and that takes us through the middle of the fifth. We're halfway there in the top of the fifth inning. The Rafters pick up another three runs. They do so on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left three on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is an 11-2 Rafters lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And we are into the bottom of the fifth inning, and Aiden Cooney will lead things off for the Green Bay Rockers here. Feeling pretty good about the way that the Rafters have been looking today. Trevor Moik trying to keep his momentum rolling along as the right-hander comes back to the mound for his fifth inning of work. First pitch called for ball number one. Cooney, the left-handed hitting first baseman, he had a home run back in the third inning. Those are the only RBIs of the game for the Rockers. The only run scored on his two-run shot. As that, of course, made it the two-run game. It was 5-2 at that point in time. The Rafters have put up six unanswered since that point as the 2-0 count is called a little bit outside. Now 3-0 to Cooney. Moik not trying to give him anything to hit here for sure. Lefty-righty matchup and the pitch coming home. That one called for a strike. Now a 3-1 count. Leadoff man of the inning for the Rockers. He'll be followed by Zage Lancaster and Eric Gion, and that pitch called inside for ball number four, and Cooney is on for the second time today. First Rocker to reach base multiple times on his own accord. Selga reached on an E6 and also singled, so technically not the first Rafter to reach twice, but this time Cooney a home run and a walk. Showing bunt, the first pitch to Lancaster taken for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Zage Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. Man on first is Cooney, and We'll get to see him run the bases here, and this pitch hit over to the left side of the infield. Harper's there, flips it to second. Acco back to first, another double play for the Rafters. Once again, it's 6-4-3. It's the third time we've seen that double play this game, and there's now two away in the bottom of the fifth. Three double plays through five innings. Trevor Moik able to just induce those ground balls. Still an 11-2 Rafters lead, and the base is empty with two outs now in the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Eric Gion to the plate, the right-handed hitting third baseman. First pitch coming home, breaking ball low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. That the first time this season that a pitcher has induced three double plays in a game for the Rafters. 1-0 the count to Gion, and that misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. So very impressive stuff from Moik, but not just that, the defense as well. Although the Rafters have committed two defensive errors, they've also made a couple of highlight plays. This one grounded foul down the third base line. Really hit hard off the bat. Would have been tough for Skinner to pick up, but of course in foul territory, it'll just go down as a strike. 2-1 the count now to Gion. Righty-righty matchup, and Gion 0-2 on the game. He reached on an E5 back in the third inning. That was one of the Rafters' two errors this game. He also struck out swinging back in the first. As a 2-1 count, Moik getting the call from behind the plate by Lachlan Maude. Pitch on the way, misses behind Gion. Goes all the way to the backstop, and now a 3-1 count. Gion from Stanford University. When he gets a hold of one, he gets a hold of one. Six home runs on the year. And despite batting only 260, he's got a 907 OPS. 3-1 the count, and Moik fires home. The pitch called for strike number two. Now a 3-2 count. Colin Helms is on deck if it gets there, but Moik trying to get another three up, three down inning. Started the game off six up, six down, although he did allow a single in there. Got the double play, of course, to work out of it. 3-2 the count, grounded over to shortstop. Harper's there once again. He'll throw it to first, a little bit up the line, but able to be made a play on, and it's an easy 6-3 put out to take us through the fifth inning. In that one, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Trevor Moik is through five, and we go to the sixth. It is 11-2 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Trevor Moik, incredible for the Rafters. He has allowed two runs in this game, but all of that came on back-to-back pitches, a hit-by-pitch, and then a two-run shot. And since that point, Moik has continued to return to what he was at the beginning of the game. Through five innings, just 66 pitches, and I think it's likely to assume he'll be back out for the sixth. But now in the top of the sixth, the Rafters will look to keep the offense moving, and the first pitch to Madden Akko taken for strike number one. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Evan Bogart still on the mound, and Akko pops one foul and out of play, now 0-2. Akko, 1-for-2 on the game. He doubled back in the fifth inning his last time up, leading off that frame. He leads off this inning as well. Now an 0-2 count coming home, and that pitch a bit low for ball number one. Tough one to hold off on from Akko, but able to not go around. It's now a 1-2 count. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball in there, called strike three, and that takes care of the Raptors' leadoff man. And it brings up Landon Gaz with the bases empty and one away here in the top of the sixth. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-righty matchup with Bogart on the mound. Gaz is 1-for-1 on the game, drew a walk his last time up, and eventually came around to score. First pitch to him, in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Before the walk, he had a sacrifice fly and an RBI single. He's got two RBIs on the game. 0-1 the count coming home, breaking ball in there, called for strike number two. Really good location, and a great breaking ball shown from Bogart here. Gaz takes his time as he steps out of the batter's box. Didn't like that last call. 0-2 count coming home, and that pitch in there, called strike three. Gaz didn't want to swing at it, and that's back-to-back strikeouts looking as it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the sixth. And Skinner, left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Bogart still on the mound. Bunch of righties out of the pen for the Rockers today. First pitch on the way home. Misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Just the second ball thrown by Bogart this inning. 1-0 the count on the way home. And that one outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Skinner, 2-for-3 on the game. Scored two runs, and he hit a home run back in the second inning. His first homer since June, as the 2-0 count misses upstairs for ball number three, a 3-0 count. Not just any time in June, but June 2nd at that, so it had almost been 2 months. Able to break out of that slump in a big way here. 3-0 the count. Now the pitch on the way home is called outside for ball number four. And with two outs, Luke Skinner able to reach base for the third time today. Brings up Lachlan Maud to the plate with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the sixth. An 11-2 lead for the Rafters. And Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher, he has reached all three times he's been up to the plate so far. 2-for-2 on the game. Runner on first ahead of him, and the first pitch is fouled off. Now an 0-1 count. Maud walked his last time up on four pitches. And before that, he hit the opposite field homer to right field back in the fourth inning, and he singled in the second. So an 0-1 count. Skinner leaning over there on first, not taking off, though, and Maud lines one foul down the right field line, 0-2. The Rafters have four home runs on the game. Matches a season high as a team from back on July 13th against Wausau. 0-2 the count, misses low and in the turf, and stepping up, Colin Helms races Luke Skinner back to first base to make sure that he doesn't take off. 1-2 the count. Great day for baseball out here in Green Bay. Heated up a little bit since first pitch. And now on the way home, Maud fouls it off, and it bounces right back to first base off of the wall. But foul territory, so it doesn't matter. It's about 83, 84 degrees here in Green Bay. Sunny out here, mostly sunny, I should say. A few clouds in the sky, but they're the wispy ones that are very thin as the 1-2 count misses away. Now 2-2 to Maud. So certainly feels a lot warmer when you're out on the playing field than it does when you're up under the shade in the stands. Once again, Maud tips this one foul, bouncing down the first base line. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance is coming up next. Still a 2-2 count. Luke Skinner over there on first base. Skinner definitely not a very aggressive base runner. And you look at this season on the base paths for Skinner. He's stolen just one base. That one steal came back on July 2nd at Fond du Lac. 2-2 the count coming home. Misses low for ball three. 3-2 the count now to Lachlan Maud. After drawing a walk his last time up, he's just trying to get on base for the fourth time. Trying to go any way possible. 3-2 the count. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. Bogart fires. Runner taking off. Pitch misses low for ball number four. Maud is on for the fourth time today. Luke Skinner now over to second base. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with runners on first and second and two outs in the top of the sixth. Still an 11-2 Rafters lead. They have scored a run in all five innings so far. All scoreless in the sixth. Bogart trying to keep it at such. But Kobayashi could change that with a swing. 0-2 in the game, but he does have an RBI. He was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded last inning. First pitch coming home, called for a strike on the bottom part of the zone. Now an 0-1 count. Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Bogart on the mound. 0-1 coming home, and a breaking ball called for strike number two. Now an 0-2 count, and Kobayashi trying to be more patient. That's part of the reason for the renaissance that we've seen from him offensively. A little bit more picky with his pitches. 0-2 count here, and he holds off on one high above the zone. He wanted to go around, but able to hold back on the swing. Exactly what I'm talking about there. 1-2 the count now. Eric Harper's on deck if it gets there. Kobayashi from Lewis Clark State College. Up for the fourth time today. 1-2 count, swing, and a foul tip. That's strike number three and takes care of Kobayashi. A three-strikeout inning for Evan Bogart as he has continued to look strong on the mound. Four strikeouts in the game for him, and in that sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Trevor Moik back to work when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And now in the bottom of the sixth, Trevor Moik will be back out here looking for the quality start. It would just be the second quality start of the season for the Rafters. And the first pitch on the way misses outside for ball number one. Leadoff man is Colin Helms in the inning. And Moik entering this inning with just 66 pitches. He has been oh so good for the Rafters so far, looking to keep it going into the sixth. And the 1-0 count misses away, now 2-0. And the funny thing is, this morning when we were loading onto the bus, Mike Spears was talking about how depleted the Rafters pitching staff was. It was the same deal as yesterday, as the 2-0 count is in there for strike number one. 2-1 the count, and Trevor walks onto the bus and he says, "Man, Trevor, we're going to need you to pitch well today." 2-1 count coming home, it gets grounded foul, and Trevor says, "All right, I got you. I'll go 6-7 innings." Well, he's right now on pace to do just that. Trying to go through six here. We'll see if he tries to come out for seven. 2-2 the count on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. He gets another K to his total. That's his sixth strikeout of the night. And, well, he's